Chapter 90. The armies formed up while it was still dark. Stomach knotted with tension, Logan tended to his horse, checking the straps a third time. The Allied armies were stretched left and right, extending further and deeper than anything he'd ever seen. The Lee Nauts 5,000 would lead the charge. Behind them, 20,000 Cenarian infantry would take the center, flanked by 20,000 Sa-Seer-I. Lantano Garawashi's original 5,000 Sa-Seer-I would secure the forest to the west to make sure the Caladorans didn't have any nasty surprises hiding there, and if possible, sweep from the forest into the God King's camp. 1,000 of Vi's shield sisters would hold the dam and the bridges from magical attacks. The other 7,000 had spread out among the armies according to a logic they didn't deign to share with Logan. The 2,000 Alatiran light cavalry and 1,000 Sethi light infantry would be their reserves. Much would depend on the first Lee Naught charge. With 20,000 Krull added to their ranks, the Caladorans would have 45,000 to stand against the Allies' 53,000, or 60,000 if one counted the Shield Sisters. The Caladorans would have their backs to the dead domain. If the first Lee Naught charge could shatter them against it, the army could be halved and separated from command. Of course, no one really knew how Krull fought. The Magi had offered centuries-old accounts of brutes with great strength, poor eyesight, and an inability to feel pain. That last was the most worrying.
"What kind of a monster can't feel pain?" Garawashi asked.
Overlord Rotans jerked in his chair.
"They'll die like anything else,"
he said, angry at the curious glances. Odd man. Never took off his heavy gauntlets in 6 hours of deliberations. And through it all, Solon had offered excellent suggestions that reminded Logan of how much time Solon had spent on tactics with Regnus Gyre. Solon, Logan's tutor, was now a king. It was all Logan could do to keep from demanding an explanation from the man right in front of everyone.
"Your Majesty," his guard Orella said, "do you remember last month when you went down to the hole again?"
Logan made it a habit to go every month. He was sorry to inflict it on his bodyguards, but he hadn't stopped. Logan looked at Orella, sitting a horse, holding her sword like she knew what to do with it now. She was one of the few women of the Order of the Garter who'd chosen to join Logan's bodyguard rather than go back to their lives after Pavil's Grove. Logan hadn't been surprised when Garawashi had singled her out as a natural talent with the sword. Not as strong as a man, he'd said pointedly, but damn good for a woman. Orella had wisely chosen not to take offense. Logan said,
"You asked me what kind of idiot I was to keep going down to that hell when it gives me nightmares every time."
She had, of course, been more diplomatic.
"You told me it was to prove nightmares had no power over you," Orella said.
"You're making me nervous."
"I think you should mount, sire."
Logan mounted. The gloom of night was lifting by slow degrees, revealing nothing more than the deeper blackness of the dead domain advancing toward them. It took Logan far too long to understand what he was seeing. It was Krull. Bodies dark gray, or mottled black, or even white, loping forward in a massive wave. There had to be 80,000 Krull alone. The Caladoran army was at least 100,000 strong, and every one of them stood between Logan and his wife. His right arm tingled as rage washed over him.
"Vi," Logan barked, "give me light."
"Look away,"
the major shouted. The order was an exercise in futility. The sisters had given Vi a new dress, deeming both the scandalous wet boy Greys and the plain robes of an adept
ill-suited to the woman they were now calling Battle Mistress. The new dress was red, with skirts divided for riding. Logan suspected it might be woven entirely of magic. It shimmered despite the low light and, as Vi's figure did in any garb, it demanded attention.
"Luxe exeat!"
she yelled. Logan barely looked away in time, and despite his closed eyes, the light was blinding. There was a rush, and when he looked, a white fireball was arcing out over the plain, then it froze in midair. Moments later, a dozen more followed from points all along the line, illuminating the charging Krull, who'd already closed half the distance.
"Signal ready!"
Another major in Vi's cadre gestured, and a magical version of the signal flag flew into the air over Logan's head, glowing and big enough for the entire army to see. The rattling of armor and stirrups, low curses and prayers, the creaking of leather, the popping of knuckles, and the synchronized clash of the Lee-Nought lances on shields yielded to the sudden ululations of the Saucier Eye battle chant.
"Advance!"
The magical signal winked out and was replaced with a waving red banner. The Saucier Eye ululations pitched higher, and the army rumbled forward.